Hey folks, Tim Miller here. And you know, we often talk about being alert and aware that it may save your life. Well, let's take a look at this one. If you work in a store, it's really important that you're being very mindful who's coming in. And in this case, if you look very, very clearly, a person comes in with the intent to do harm, having a weapon in their hand. But notice what the store owner does. First off, he's alert, he's aware, and he's watching who's coming into his store. Let's take a look again at how fast this happens. He's alert, aware, person comes in with a weapon in his hand. The store owner's obviously prepared. He still sees a weapon in the suspect's hand, and so he responds by defending himself and then quickly exiting the premises. Folks, this is happening all too often in our nation, where someone's coming in with the clear intent to do people harm. And that's one of the reasons why we want to talk about these incidents. What can we learn by what we see? Well, let's look at this one again and notice right off the bat, look at the body language of the person that's come into the store. Now, we don't know, we don't have the video from when he entered the store, if he had something in his hand, but it's very clear there he's got something in his hand and it's a weapon. He also has his sweatshirt pulled up to where his identity can be hidden or disguised. But I want you to watch exactly what the store owner does, because it's very evident, folks, that he practices a principle that we talk about all the time on this channel. That's being alert and aware and then having a plan. So he's already identified there's a problem. Obviously, the person comes in with a weapon in his hand and he's looking at it through the lens of, okay, what do I have to do now to stop this person from hurting or killing me? And let me just say this, folks. When you're talking about having a weapon in your hand, you're talking less than a quarter second to pull that weapon up and fire. So the guy behind the counter, the store clerk, is at a serious disadvantage at this point, because if the bad guy decides he wants to hurt him, all he has to do is pull the weapon up, and there's not much chance for the clerk. But I want you to watch very quickly how he responds. When he has the opportunity, he's got the ability. He has the ability through training and preparation to access the weapon. He also has the ability to determine, hey, this guy's a threat. The only thing that I see here that's concerning is that as he's exiting the store, he takes his eyes off of the bad guy. And folks, let me just say this. In situations like this that happen in quarter seconds, this is when your training kicks in. This is why it's so important for all of us to ask the question, what would I do if, and then rehearse a mental plan in your head. Based on how quickly this clerk responded, I will tell you that he had thought about that a lot. He had prepared for that. He didn't want to die because someone was going to come in and shoot him and take the store's money. And so he decided that he would be prepared and trained. And actually, he responds pretty fast and pretty effectively. Now, I know some folks are going to say he didn't need to continue after the person went down. Let me say this about that. As long as a person, any person, has a weapon in their hand, they are still a threat until they're not a threat. What do I mean by that? Well, if he didn't want to go over and check on the person that he just engaged with because he wanted to go outside, it would be to his advantage to keep his eyes forward on the suspect, to back out of the store, and then to appropriately call for help, medical assistance, and all of the above. But I can't stress enough, this is a great one to remind us that we, all of us, should be going through a regular process of mental planning, preparation, and then actually rehearsing our plan, going through it. Because this one happens in quarter seconds and it's over in quarter seconds. And so let me remind us, folks, at in these times, in these seasons, it's really important that you own your own security. So takeaway number one, he was alert and aware. Takeaway number two, he was prepared to respond, had mentally rehearsed that response, and effectively practiced that response. Number three, at the end of the process, he had to determine what he was going to do. And that's the part of the plan that got a little bit sticky, because turning your back on a potentially armed person is not always the wisest choice. But he wanted to get outside. He grabbed his phone and he was able to call for help. Folks, in these days and times, I can't stress enough the importance of the what would I do if question. You know, in the Secret Service, we did that all the time. All the time. What would I do if? What would I do if? Because when quarter seconds matter, your brain needs to have that file already accessible. Hopefully you prepared for it, you trained for it, and now you're executing your plan to save yourself or others. So folks, I hope this is helpful for you. I hope that from this incident, we can pick up a couple or three things we can put in our toolkits. And again, please be safe out there. Until next time.